Okay, good afternoon. Brishus the Chief Rabbi, Brishus the Dayanim, Brishus all the Rabbanim, the Rabbitsons, Brishus my husband, who is all of you who are joining us today. The Pre-Yamim Noram Conference, the annual conference of the Office of the Chief Rabbi. As the Chief Rabbi mentioned, I want to speak about the topic. I've been asked to speak about the topic of resilience, confronting life's challenges through belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through belief in self. Rabbi Yehankin, whose children, Rabbi Eitam and Na'ama Henkin, Hashem Yinkom Damam, were murdered on Chol HaMoed Sukkot and left behind four young children. Rabbi Yehankin said in an interview 6 weeks after the tragic murder, the unspeakable horror of losing her son and daughter-in-law. She said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo sam otanu ba'olam, lo al menat v'kabel shavrim, la shevech chinam bebet malam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matil aleinu tafkidim. Ani misaper to midayom sh'ani lo smecha, v'ani yodat shum sham lishma. The Almighty does not put us into this world for a free pass, to have a vacation, to go to the spa in a hotel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matil aleinu tafkidim. Every single person in this world is endowed with a unique tafkid that nobody else can accomplish. In the book Rabbit by Joseph Telushkin, which I highly recommend if you did not read, the Lubavitcher Rebbe was famous for saying, your birthday is the day that God decided the world cannot be without you. And sometimes that tafkid is difficult. Whether you're a rav and a rebbetzin of a congregation and dealing with your congregant's pain, or whether it is our own individual pain. And sometimes that tafkid involves telling the Ribono Shel Olam, ani misaper to midayim she'ani lo smecha, ani yodat shu sham lishma. To journey through one of the greatest models of resilience, and he has been spoken about much already today. The Chief Rabbi spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Leibowitz touched upon Moshe Rabbeinu. I want to take a journey with you through the personality of Moshe Rabbeinu. We are coming so close to the end of the life of Moshe. Nitzavim vayelech, it's the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Hayom noladati, today I am born, today I am 120, today I will die. Lo uchal od latzeif v'lavo. Kosh Baruch Hu told me, you're not crossing the Yarden, it's the end of my life. Who was this model, this personality, the greatest biblical personality, leader, Rabbeinu? He's not ancient. He's not buried somewhere and disappeared into anonymity. He lives for all of us every day. Moshe Rabbeinu, he's our Chief Rabbi. It's so interesting. The Pshat on Chalav Udvash is tremendous. Something I never heard before. It's so beautiful. And it's so amazing. I often point out that the first thing God told Moshe by the burning bush, after the Ribono Shel Olam introduced himself, I am the God of your fathers. Hashem does not tell Moshe first about Matan Torah. It's not the first thing he says. The first thing you have to know about your mission, Perek Gimel Pasuk Ches in the book of Shemos, Ve'ere lahatzilo miyad Mitzrayim, u'laha'alosu mina aretz ahi el eretz tov v'rechava el eretz. What's the next thing God says? When are we introduced there to Yisrael? As the Vat Chalav Udvash. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, we're going to a land flowing with milk and honey. And like the Chief Rabbi so brilliantly expounded upon, Dvash is the antithesis. It's so sweet, so sweet. But the sting of the bee can be so painful. And Chalav is dairy, Chalavi. But it comes from a cow that's basar. It's the opposite of the object, of the being from which it was taken. Maybe the first message God was telling Moshe at the burning bush, Matan Torah came after. You are called upon to be a leader who will be different, who will rise to the challenge. You will lead a nation that is called upon to be different. You have to be different than the Egyptians, different than the Ovedei Kochavim, different than the Canaanites where you are going. You must be a leader who can prove to the people that to be a Jew is to be unique. Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, and Torah Yisrael, each one of these entities is unique. And that includes often overcoming very great challenges. So what was Moshe's reaction to the news? Like, you know, you're going to be the chief rabbi. You're like, thank you, I'm a shepherd. I'm minding my own business. I'm here at Tzipora. Things are very good. Yisro is the Kohen Midyan, please. Three reasons why Moshe says he cannot go. And in fact, Rashi, of course, famously tells us that Moshe argued, kaviyachal, he could understand such a thing, but the Ribono Shel Olam himself for 7 days at the burning bush. Unbelievable. First reason that he cannot go, Perek Dal Posuk Aleph. What does Moshe say? V'heim lo yaminu li v'lo yishmu v'koli, ki yarmu lo nirech el Hashem. Hashem does not like this. He spoke Lashon Har, the Mata Tanachash, Hand to Tzaras. Third excuse, Perek Dal Posuk Yud Gimel, Shlach Nabi Al Tishlach. What does Rashi say? L'mi sh'ata ragil l'shlach. Who is that? Aaron. What are you sending me for? According to the Ramban, Perek Beis Posuk Chav Gimel, according to the Ramban, Moshe was out of Egypt for 60 years. What do I have to do with the people in Egypt? They already have a chief rabbi, Sen Aaron. Vayichaf Hashem Moshe. What is the second excuse that Moshe gives? The second reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not send him. First he says, the people will not believe in me. Then he says, you should send Aaron. But in the middle of these two, he says a different reason that he feels he cannot lead the Jews out. Vayomer Moshe al Hashem, Bi Hashem. You know, do they have this in London? You know the book, The Little Engine That Could? I used to read it to my kids when they were little. Rabbi Liebowitz, you know that book? Do they know that book in London? Okay. There's a little engine trying to get over the mountain to bring snacks and goodies. I mean, it goes back like, I don't know, 80 years ago. And everyone said this little engine was so broken down. It was tzakrach and tzaharbin, like you say in Yiddish. It just couldn't do it. It was broken. And the little engine kept saying with every turn of its wheels, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And when it finally got over the mountain, it said, I think I could, I think I could, I thought I could. They don't have this book here? I'm asking you a serious question. Does anyone know this book?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. A yachid. I have a hearing loss. That's one of the reasons I've been asked to speak about this topic. Sorry. After you'll tell me your comment. Vayomer Moshe el Hashem, when I was a little boy, Paro did a test because his advisor said, this boy that your daughter saved from the river is going to take over your malchus. So Moshe the child was presented with hot burning coals and the royal jewels that you have in London. And he started to put his hand out to the royal Jews to indicate jewels and the royal Jews. He was going to free the royal Jews by putting his hand towards the royal jewels. And Amalek came and pushed his hand towards the coal, says the Medrash. He touched his hand. And since that time, he has a speech impediment. Lo ish tvarim anochi. Gam mitmol. Gam mishosham. Gam me'az debarcha elav decha ki kvad pel kvad lashon anochi. Choose a powerful orator. Choose somebody else. I am not able. I don't have the kohos. I don't have the talents, abilities, or capabilities, to paraphrase Rabbi Zev Lef. I'm not the man for the job. And Hashem says back to Moshe, Mi sam pe la Adam? Who gave a person koach hadibur? O mi yasum ilaim? O cheresh? O pikech? O iver? Who makes a man mute, or sighted, or blind, or deaf? Is it not I, the Ribono Shel Olam? Va'at holeich, now go, Anochi eim picha, I will be with your mouth, v'horesicha asher tadaber. Moshe is told that the burning bush, at the snare, a sewer, nava, eras, amara, hagadoze, madula, yivar, snare. What's going on here? Whoever saw such a shrub? How could it be that it's not burning? Akash Baruch Hu says, I'm the God of your fathers, and we are going to the land of Zavach Halavudvash. You are going to be different, and the people you lead will be different. And then Moshe says, I don't think so. I'm not powerful. Powerful kings will listen to me. Send Aaron, the people won't believe in me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani matil alacha tafkid. I appoint you with a mission. Who gave man the ability to speak? Who made man mute, sighted, deaf, blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now you shall go and I will be with your mouth and I will teach you what you shall say. The Pasuk tells us, a Pasuk we say every day in the Psukei Dezimra, between Vayivarech David and Az Yashir. We quote right from the end of Perek Yudalit of Shemos Parshas Bashalach. Vayari Shase Yad Hagdola, I'm skipping forward a little bit. Moshe appoints, takes the job, mostly because God becomes angry at him. Vayichaf Hashem B'Moshe, Aaron Achicha Levi, your brother Aaron the Levi will meet you. He'll be happy in his heart. Moshe goes. Okay, let's fast forward a little bit. The Makus, Yitzia Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayari Shase Yad Hagdola, Asher Asal Hashem. B'mitzrayim, vayyari shayasiyal agdola shayasal Hashem b'mitzrayim, vayyiru Hashem, vayyimidu b'Hashem, v'moshe avto. You say it every day in the Psukei Dezimra. The people saw the great wonders, the great miracles that God did, and they believed. Vayyaminu b'Hashem u'b'moshe avto. I think Rav Tzadok HaKohen Milublin is the most famous for teaching this piece. In his Tzidkas HaTzadik, Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin, who died in 1900. Based on this pasuk, Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe avdo, what does it mean? They had a muna in Hashem and they had a muna in Moshe. Can you have a muna in somebody else? Are you familiar with the piece of the Rav where he says it is sacrilegious to have a muna in somebody else? You can never have a muna in somebody else. You can only have faith in God. What does it mean? Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe avdo. Just in the lunch buffet, it's been so enlightening, really eye-opening, to speak with some of the Rabbanim and some of the Rabbitsons, Germany, Scotland, South England. I, if I may say so, Rabbi Liebowitz, we live in a kahila, in a community where there's so much infrastructure in terms of yahadus. But so many of you, Chashuv Rabbanim and Rabbitsons, are in places where you do not have the infrastructure, where you are required not only to believe in God. Very nice. You are required to believe in yourself. Says the Tzidkas HaTzadik, Kishem Sha'adam Tzarich Laha'amin B'Hashem Yisparach, Kach Tzarich Achar Kach Laha'amin B'Atzmo. Rotze Lomer She'yesh La'Hashem Yisparach Esek Imo. V'she'einenu Po'el Batel She'ben Laila, he quotes, actually, relevant to the Amin Orayim, he now quotes from Megillas Yonah, the Kikayon. You are not a Kikayon who is here today and gone tomorrow. Kishem Sha'adam Tzarich La'amin B'Hashem Yisparach, just like the Almighty must believe, yes, the Almighty believes in you, and just like a person must believe in the Almighty, Kach Tzarich Achar Kach La'amin B'Atzmo. After this, a person must believe in himself. Rotzel Amar She'yesh La'Hashem Yisparach Esek Imi. Meaning to say, you must believe that God is interested in me. God has business with me. God wants to know what I can bring to the world, to the community, to Am Yisrael, to his Torah. Yesh la'kolosh baruch hu esek imo. V'she'einenu po'el batel. We are not random leaves and trees and bushes, like a kikayon, shabin laila hayal, bin laila avad, here today, gone tomorrow. I know. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to his Talmidim on his deathbed did tell them, Amalach Basar Vadam is Kana Hayom Umachar Bekever. But in between Kana Hayom Umachar Bekever, you're not the Kikoyan, you have a Gevaldik Tafkid to accomplish. You're not like a plant of the field, says Rabbi Tzadik HaKohen Lublin. Shalachar Misasim Na'avdu Ve'enam, that after death they are lost and not here anymore. Rak Tzarich Laha'amin. You must believe ki nafsho mi mekar chayim isbarach shemo. Your neshama tahora shenasatabi emanates from the ribono sheolam mi mekar chayim. VaHashem yisbarach misaneg umishta ashaba kishaotzer ritzono. And when you do the will of God, Hashem is so much delight. He has so much pleasure. He has so much nachas ruach lefanish amarti v'nasa ritzoni. You are a reach nichorach to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We spoke to a Rav. I'll tell you the truth. I'm a woman, obviously. So I think we react differently to things, I think. One of the Rabbanim we were speaking to, I said, I came here to give you chizuk. You're giving me chizuk. He said, I live in a place where there's no minyan. I am in awe of the Mesiras Nefesh of a Jew who believes so much in God, who believes so much in his mission, who believes so much in the Torah Kedosha he can impart to somebody else, to be willing to sacrifice so much for our Mesorah. V'zeh Perush, and this is the interpretation, says Rav Tzadik HaKohen Lublin, Vayamidu B'Hashem, that after the Kriyas Yamsuf, Vayaminu B'Hashem Ube Moshe Avdo, Klomar Perush Moshe Rotsa Lamar Klal Shishim Rubio Nafshos Yisrael Badarhu. And the Pasuk says that they believed in God, says Rav Tzadik HaKohen Lublin, and Moshe's servant. It means they believed in themselves because Moshe encompasses the 600,000 souls of Israel. Ha'aminu Sha'ashem Yisbar Chafetz Bahem. They believed that God desired them. The great Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Tversky, Zichrono Levracha, has a unique pshat in Talpasuk that we also say every day in our davening. In what is known as Ashra, even though it's really Tehillah LeDavid. Lahodia Livnei Ha'adam Gvurasav Uchevar Adar Machusa. What does it mean, Lahodia Livnei Ha'adam Gvurasav? So the typical pshat, the simple explanation is, Lahodiel of Nehadam, tell the sons of man the glory, the greatness, the giborus of God, Kaviyachal, Ukvar Hadar Machusa, we're coming up to coronation day, and the honor and glory of his kingdom. Rabbi Dr. Abin J. Twersky says, no. Lahodiel of Nehadam Gruasav, you let other people know, you let fellow men know, their koach. Lahodiel of Nehadam, go teach people, Givurasav, what their kochos are. What they're good at, what are their talents, abilities, and capabilities. And when a person brings their tafki to fruition, ukvar hadar machusa. So beautiful. The glory of God's kingdom will be enthroned. I was thinking of the theme of the conference, which is Krav al HaMizbeach. As Rabbi Mervis already told us, was on the eighth day, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. After the Shiva Yimei HaMiluim, and now it's Aaron's turn to come close, you're going to do the Karbanos. Until that time, Moshe served in his role as Kohen, and now Aaron's taking over. Connects to the Pasuk I mentioned before in Rashi. Kara Moshe, La'aron, Luvanav, Lezikna, Yisrael, on the eighth day, Moshe called to Aaron and his sons and his Kenim. Ayomer Moshe, Al-Aaron, and Moshe says to Aaron, Krav al HaMizbech, come close to the altar. Do your chatas, your ola, and have kapara for you and for the nation. Do the carbon of the nation. Krav el hamizbeach. What does Rashi say? Shahaya aron bosh vi arela gashas. What does bosh mean? Amar lo Moshe, lama ata bosh, the kach nivcharta. every person must see himself as lekach nivcharta. For this life, with its ups and its downs, its mountains and its valleys, the highs and the lows, the revealed and the mysterious. For this very life, I have been chosen. And if so, then I must embrace my talents and my abilities, my tafkid, with which God invested into me. Well, I'm a Bosh. What does Bosh mean? If you look through Chumash, well, one time in the Gemara, twice in Chumash. So the Pasuk tells us, what does Bosh mean? First of all, Bosh means, I think, it's the first time you see it in Chumash. The first time you see a word in Chumash is very significant. The first time a Shorish appears. I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, please correct me. Right at the end of Perek Beis, Vayihu Shneim Arumim HaAdam VeYishto VeLo Yisposhishu. Adam and Isha were unclothed and they were not embarrassed. So Bosh means ashamed or embarrassed. What else does it mean? Delayed or late. Oh, how do we know? Shemos Lamed Beis Aleph. Vayar ha'am ki boshesh Moshe l'redes min ha'ar. Oh, you should stop moving the microphone. Vayar ha'am ki boshesh Moshe l'redes min ha'ar. Vayikulu ha'ar and vayomru. Kom ha'seh lanu ha'am ha'shir yechul l'fanenu. Ki zeh Moshe isha shalani meretz. So I'm not done a mail though. Bosh also means delayed or late. And Bosh also means modest, merciful, compassionate. Maseches Yevamos, Ayin Tes Aleph. Lama ata bosh. Do not be late for your tafkid in this world. Rav Pam Zatzal used to say, there's no loss like the loss of time. Time is life. Lama ata bosh. Do not be late. Do not delay. The time is now. What did Hillel tell us? Im einani li mili, ukishani la atzmi ma'ani v'im lo achshav. We're kemat a week away from the Yom Hadin. Im lo achshav emasai. Lama bosh, do not be late. Lama bosh, do not be ashamed. You were chosen for the kahuna gedula. Don't be ashamed, step forth. And finally, perhaps, according to the Gemara in Yevamos that I already quoted, Rachmanim Baisharim and Gomle Chasadim, Rav Shamshon Fall Hirsch says in his commentary to Tehillim, Parachof Beis, I find in my teachings, many people know the Var, not so many of the students that I often teach know a source. Of Shamshar Fall Hirsch teaches us, Parachof Beis of Tehillim, Keli Keli Lama Azov Tani, says Rav Shamshar Fall Hirsch, Al Tukri Lama Ela Lema, for what purpose is my suffering, said Esther Hamalka. Don't read it, why? Because why? We don't ask God. For what purpose is my suffering? Lema bosh, for what purpose is your busha lakach nivcharta? For the purpose of helping the klal, being mechaper, being the kohen gadol, for this you have been chosen. And I was going to quote where Rabbi Leibowitz quoted, the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Teshuvah, Parak Hei, Halacha Beis, Kol Adam Roy, Lo Lios Tzadik Kimosh Rabbeinu. Call Adam Roy Lo Lios Tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't mean to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. We can't be a Moshe Rabbeinu. But we can learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo Ish Devarim Anochi. Gam Mitmal, Gam Zel Shosham. Ela HaDvarim Asher Diber Moshe El Kol Yisrael. Did it ever strike you how poetically, emotionally, movingly, stirringly beautiful is the book of Devarim? Who said about Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doreshu Sa Tamid? 11:12. Eini Hashem Elokecha B'mireshu Sa Shanevad Achushem. Who said that? Who composed those words? Who said, Parachas Pasuk Yoh V'achalta V'sovatu V'irachus Hashem Elokecha Arta Tova Shana Samach? Who said this? Who said v'limado tamas b'necha v'dibar tabam? Who said ki lo al halachem levado yechya ha'adam perachas pashas ekev ki al mokom matzo pi Hashem yechya simlas chalo balsam e'alacha v'raga chalo b'tzeko ze'arbim shano. Who said this? You know who said this? Lal ish divarim anochi. The person who said about himself, I cannot. And God said, you cannot. We're going to a land of Zavat Chalav Udvash. What is so integral about Chalav Udvash? Like Rabbi Mervis said, Chalav is so different from what it came from. It's the complete opposite of what it came from. And honey is so sweet and the bee sting is so painful. You need to metamorphosis yourself. I don't know if that's proper English. Probably not. You need to undergo a complete transformation. You need to find the kochos within yourself to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matil Aleinu Tafkidim. It's so true for every Jew. I have a poem. I don't know what time I started. I know I have a time limit. Okay, stop sometime. Baruch Hashem. It's so true of every Jew. But I think for Rabbanim, for Rabbitsons, for community leaders who are without the infrastructure that some of us sometimes take for granted, it's even more true. Lema atabosheruah, purpose is your rachmanus, paishanus, and gom lechasadim. To elevate the klal. Lama bosh, how dare you be late, Aaron. Rise to the occasion of your life. Vayam kiboshesh Moshe. How could you be ashamed? Velo yisposhushu. Lama bosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu invested you with unique talents, abilities, and capabilities to reach Yidden who would not be reached otherwise. I want to share an insight with you from Rabbi Ephraim Shapiro of North Miami Beach. And my daughter actually shared with me. She graduated high school a couple years ago in our community of Far Rockaway, New York. And Rabbi Ephraim Shapiro came to speak. And she told me this Dvar Torah, and it's just tremendous. Continuing with the topic of Moshe Rabbeinu. Three times in Chumash, Rashi tells us that Kosh Baruch Hu needed to show Moshe an implement, instructions, a blueprint of what he was to build or construct. Menorah. Parshas Truma. Parachav Hei Pasuk Mem. Ure'ei va'asei b'tavnisa m'asher tamara bahar. The Pasuk says that God told Moshe, you shall make the implements, the kelim of the Mishkan, according to the plan, the order that I showed you in the mountain. Zuk Rashi. Magid sheniskasha Moshe b'maisa ha-menorah. Niskasha Moshe. Kasha means kasha, something is difficult. Zek kasha bishvili. And kasha means I have a question. What's the kasha on the Gemara? Niskasha Moshe. B'maisa ha-menorah. Moshe did not understand exactly how to make the menorah. It was hard for him. It was a solid block of gold, chiseled out entirely. You can't put the pieces together. Sheher elo kosh baruch menorah shalish. God showed Moshe a menorah, fire. This is how you should make the menorah. Machatzis hashekel, parshas kitisa, perek lamed. Zei yitnu kol over alapikudi, machatzis hashekel, b'shekel kodesh, eshim geira. For the contribution to the Mishkan, everyone gives a half a shekel. Her elo, says Rashi, kimin matbea shal ish. Hashem showed Moshe a coin of fire. Machatzis hashekel, the omer lo kazei yitnu. This is what they shall give. Moshe didn't understand exactly what's his machatzis hashekel. Kosh Baruch Hu showed him a machatzis hashekel. And fire says this is what they shall give. And the third time, Zuk Rashi HaChodesh HaZalachem Mosh Chodashim 12:2 Rishon Olechem L'Chodesh Yeshana. The first national mitzvah is Kiddush HaChodesh. We never had this before. The first national mitzvah. Not Rosh Hashanah, not Yom Kippur, not Taras HaMishpacha, not Shabbos Kodesh, not Arba Minim. First national mitzvah, Mosh Chodesh. Moshe doesn't know what to do. What does the mola look like? I never saw this before. I never had to pay exact attention to when the moon is reborn. Rashi, niskasha Moshe amolet halavun. Moshe doesn't exactly understand when do I declare Rosh Chodesh. B'ze'eza shi'ur tira v'tiyer roluya kadesh. Exactly how should the moon look when I should be miskadesh the Chodesh? V'herlo ba'etzva ze'en in chumash. By Shmiri, by Shvatzim, by Zekeli, by Veil. Zen Chumash means pointing to something and seeing it. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, what's Zeh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol pointed with his finger, so to speak, and he showed Moshe what the moon looks like. By the menorah, Niskasha Moshe. By Machatzis HaShaka, Herelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matbeah Shel Ish. By the Kiddush HaLavona, Niskasha Moshe, Amolah HaLavona. Says Rabbi Ephraim Shapiro, Moshe is Roshei Tivos. Mem is menorah, Shin is shekel, and He is hachodesh. Because the essence of a person is not what's easy in life. Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz Yitzrayim shvas reishana. What do you know about the 17 years Yaakov lived in Egypt? You know what you know about the 17 years he lived in Egypt? Nothing. Because it was easy. Because Yehuda went down and he sets up a yeshiva and it's gevaldik and they're in Goshen and Yosef gives them food. It's fine. There's no nisyonos. We don't learn from that. Niskasha Moshe. Mem is menorah. Shin is shekel. And he is achodesh. What do you know about Yaakov Avinu's life from the day that he was born holding on to his brothers here in Pashas Toldos? To the day he has to go down to Goshen, more than any of the other biblical patriarchs. Yitzchak's his own enigma, Avram we know significant, but Yaakov's life is replete with nisyonos. Misha amar dai la'olam, yomar dai la'tzoratai shalom shakadad imenu urai. Nisayon after nisayon after nisayon after nisayon. You think he was so different than us? Well, he was Yaakov Avinu, the Bechir Shabba Avos, the father of the Shiftei Kav, but guess what? Basar nisyonos in the snas of Avram Avinu. And Yitzchak saw Gehenem open under him. And Yaakov himself says, Yomer dai letzoratai. The Kal Shaka yitein lechem rachem ifnei ish. Niskasha Moshe. Menorah. Shatel. Hachodesh. I read a tremendous quote. I just told to my husband the other day. What's the difference between school and life? I don't think this is a Torah source, it's just a saying. But it's powerful. In school, you learn a lesson and then you take a test. In life, you're tested and then you're called upon to learn the lesson. I want to quote a piece from the Rav. I told my husband a few years ago, I consider myself a Talmidah of the Rav. Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik, Rav Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav Zatzal. My husband says, Michal, please do not tell that to the Rav's Talmidah. But why can I tell that to you? Because on the plane on the way here, I had a few hours to learn. And I'm reading an essay by the Rav I never read before. And he's speaking about the Rebbe-Talmud relationship. And he says, sometimes, I showed my husband the line in the Sefer, it may be that it's not an in-person relationship. It may happen through books. The Rambam considered his Rabbeim, I forget, the Rif. Even though the Rambam never met them. So now I feel confident quoting the Rav that I could say a little bit. A little bit, I feel like a Talmidah of the Rav. I never taught this piece that I'm about to teach you before. I prepared it for this year. I only learned it recently myself. And I can't believe how HaKadosh Baruch Hu led me to this piece, which I decided to include in the shir, which is so relevant to so many of you, especially those who are living in communities without infrastructure. I don't have time to go through all the psukim, even though I wanted to. But if you look for yourself in Shemos Perek Yotess, V'ha'ar bo'er ba'ish, Alev Shemay, that's actually divine. Okay. Kol shofar halach halech v'chazak ma'od. Moshe yedaber v'alkim yanenu b'kol. V'yachrad kol ha'mesher b'machne. By Matan Torah the first time around, who's there? Everybody. Shishi rubim osios. No, shishi rubim osios the Torah. All of Klal Yisrael is there the first time. Receiving the shishim rubim osios the Torah. Everyone's there. The men, fine. They slept in a little, they wake up. The women, the children, it's like a hakel. The first hakel. We just had the mitzvah. And who's receiving the Torah? Everybody. And then Moshe comes down. And the luchos have to be broken. And later in Parshas Ki Tisa, Parak Lamed Dalet, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, you're going to come back up and receive the luchos again. This I am going to quote. How does he go up the second time? How does he receive the second luchos? Totally alone. Paraklamadala Pasagal, Vayom Hashem Moshe, I'm watching the cock. Psalach Hashnei Luchos Avadim Kirishonim. Carve for yourself. The first time, tell them not to touch the mountain. V'nafal mimenu rava filu achar hu rav v'fanai. The first time there's fire and there's lightning. There's the sound of the shofar. There's God's revelation. The whole world, says the Medrash and Parshas Yisro, was quiet. When the voice came out, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the ox did not low. The birds did not fly. The sea did not move. There were no waves. The birds, the angels, the world was silent. And Anochi Hashem Elokecha was heard throughout the world. What about the second time the Torah was given? Pesal Lecha. Shnei Luchas Avanim Kerishonim. V'kasafti ala luchas ha-advar mesha'ayu ala luchas ha-rishonim mesha'ashibarta. V'heya nachon l'boker. Lashon yachid. Who should be ready for the morning? You all alone. V'alisa b'boker al har sinai. V'netzafta lisham. Eilecha davar yofi minatznius, says Rashi. I'm going to quote Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav Zatzal. Listen carefully. How do we transmit the Torah? I'm not up to the Rav yet. How, in what manner, in what fashion do we transmit Torah? You know, one of the Rabbanim here said to me, my kihila, they see it as God, Har Sinai, Moshe, the chief rabbi, and me. And that's not a joke. He was not joking. He's being serious. It's me. I am transmitting Torah. And above me is the chief rabbi, Mervis. And above him is Moshe Rabbeinu. Above him is Har Sinai. And above him is the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. In our community, if you didn't chop a minion here, you go there. But sometimes we are so alone. Oh my gosh. There's only two times in the Torah it says Lo Tov. Lo Tov, Hiyasu Adam Levado, 2:18, Eser Lo Ezer Kenegdo. And Yisro to Moshe, Lo Tov, Hadavar Sha'a Taoseh. The only time it says lo tov in the Torah is when man is alone. Everything else can be dealt with. Everything. The rape of Dina we can handle. I'm sorry, excuse me. The kidnapping of Yosef. He had family around him. But when man is alone, it's the only thing in Torah that's lo tov. The only thing. But sometimes we find ourselves facing challenges and we find ourselves that we are alone. It says Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav, you want new tablets, Moshe? Chisel them yourself from stone. Take boulders, carve divine tablets out of the lifeless, unfeeling, cold rock. Be ready for the morning. And no one shall be seen anywhere on the mountain. By the second tablets, Moshe, you have no following. You stand alone. Betrayed, solitary. Go up the mountain on your own, without thunder, without lightning, without the blast of the horn, without God's voice emanating, without 600,000 Jews behind you. All of them are sleeping. You are alone, lonely, forsaken, broken. And you will wait for me, not the other way around. As happened on the morning of Shavuot. I'm quoting the Rav verbatim. And how does God appear to Moshe? Not openly. Rather, Vayered Hashem Ba'anan, it relates to Yom Kippur as well. And then the Ne'ilah service. When over and over and over we repeat these powerful words. Because on Yom Kippur, more than any time of year, you realize that even if you live in a kahila like me and Rabbi Leibowitz, you are utterly alone, you with God. It's just you and God. Vayered Hashem ba'anan, vayisyatzev imosham, vayikra b'shem Hashem. Enveloped in cloud, mystery, paradox, contradiction, suffering, and enigma. The second tablet, says the Rav, almost no divinity is visible. No providence perceptible. Everything is shrouded in shadow and darkness. It seems to Moshe that blind faith governs the world and Jewish history. Only lifeless boulders and sand stretches out before Moshe into infinity. Mount Sinai is rocky, hard. There's no flowers like there were the first time around. Indifferent to Moshe's dreams and hopes. Listen carefully. The golden calf and its attendant dancing circles rule the world. Moshe's fate seems paradoxical. Keli, keli, lamaz of tani. Ani misaper lo midayam shani lo smecha. Everything ridicules him. His task is laughable. He will never fulfill. The second time around, when Moshe is placed in the cleft of the rock, it represents the suffering of man, the illogical, the mysterious. But just in that moment, when Moshe finds himself in the cleft of the rock, in a cold and unfeeling boulder, he sees God revealed to him in a way that he had never seen him before. And he hears the words and recites and prays, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanan erecha, pairav, chesed v'emes. Out of paradox, a great vision will be born. Minora shekel achodesh. The same person who said, Lo ish devarim anochi, composed the 37-day poetry of the book of Devarim. How did he transform himself? Kishem sha'adam tzarich la'amin ba'kadosh baruch hu kach achar kach tzarich ha'adam la'amin ba'atzma. She'yesh esek imi, God is interested in me. Out of paradox, a great vision must be born from suffering and loneliness. From suffering and loneliness. Bountiful kindness and faithfulness comes into the world. And suddenly fate, the Rav in Kol Dor Dido Fake speaks about fate, man is object, and destiny, man is subject. And suddenly fate is transformed into destiny. Lowercase I into uppercase I. Self-determination and free choice. And Moses, who is crouching under the cold boulder, becomes so much greater, mightier, profounder, loftier, and more illustrious than he was in the heavens. I'm going to repeat that last sentence again. And Moshe, all alone, crouching under the cold boulder, on the top of a desolate mountain, becomes much greater, mightier, prouder, loftier, and more illustrious than when he was in the heavens. And from that moment, psalacha, shnei luchos avanim karishonim. He becomes the master of all prophets, the father of all sages. And from the second giving of the Torah, so to speak, v'lo yada Moshe, Kikaran or Panav, Bedavrov Ito. It is the lonely encounter of a Jew with God. And on Yom Kippur, it doesn't matter what your kehil looks like and how many minyan and what it is manim. Or if you don't have, on Yom Kippur, we are all alone before God. And so we quote these exact words. Vayavar Hashem al Panav. God did not pass before the whole world, before 600,000 osios, the Torah that represents the 600,000 Jews. The oxes were lowing, the birds were flying, the angels were singing. The waves were moving. It was one man with one Ribono Sha'ola. And from that encounter, Moshe becomes greater, mightier, profounder, loftier, and more illustrious than he was in the heavens. He becomes the master of all prophets, the father of all sages. And from that aloneness, Rabbi Riskin, a Mefrat in Israel, says to be alone with God is to be with the majority of one. Moshe's face begins to shine. That's what it is to transmit the Masorah. That's what it is to embrace your tafkid. That's what it is to become Eloha Dvar Masher Diber Moshe al Kol Yisrael. Krav al HaMizbeach. The Pasuk tells us, in the first of these weeks, double parshios, Nitzavim, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yudalet, Ki Karov Eilacha, Hadavar Ba'od, Beficho Bavav Chalasho. So you cannot say Torah's in the Shemayim, Yelanu HaShemayimah. You cannot say it is under the seas, Mi Avarlanu Eivarayam. Torah is so close to you, according to Rashi. Teshuvah is so close to you, according to the Ramban. Krav al HaMizbech, Va'aseh es Olascha, make yourself the Ola. Va'aleh Ola al Acharei Mashar Eka. Krav Va'aseh. Karav Eilecha Davra Beficha. You have the kochos to transmit Torah, to make yourself new in Teshuvah, like Rashi, like the Rambam says. U'bilvavcha. Someone who learns with the Ramban says that the mitzvah here is Teshuvah. Mrs. Esty Klein from Brooklyn, New York, last year pointed out to me that the gematria of Krav and Shav are the same. Krav, Kuf, Resh, Beis is 302, 100, 200, 2, and Shav is 302. And the Ramban says in his Perush al Chumash that the mitzvah Moshe delineates in Parak Lamed is the mitzvah of Teshuvah. And sometimes Teshuvah means finding yourself, your potential, your strengths, and climbing the mountain all alone, you and God. Lama Bosh, don't be late, because time is fleeting. Lama Bosh, do not be ashamed. Lema Bosh, utilize your Achmanus, your Rabbeishanus, and your Gomei Chasadim. Krav is Shav. Because when we come close to God, it is through repentance, it is through return. And then like David HaMelech, perhaps we will be zocha to say, Acha sha'alti me'es Hashem osa v'ake shifti v'es Hashem kol yimei chayai. Whose house do I want to be in? Whether you live in a community where you're fortunate to have minyan, or you live in a community where you're most nefesh and don't have minyan. Shifti beveis Hashem. My life is me and the Ribono Shel Olam. And I take that Torah and I do whatever I can to be mechazek myself and be mechazek other Jews along with me. Lachazos benam Hashem ulevaker v'heichaloh. I thank the Chief Rabbi very much for the schos, the Dayanim, the Rabbanim, Michelle for all of her hard work and arrangements, and I wish everybody Be'ezos Hashem a kesiva, a chesima tova, shana tova, be like honey, umisuka. Thank you so much to all.